You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
It's so good that you could join us for Gateway's church service today. My name's Lee Eden. If you're watching for the first time today, Naomi, who was up here earlier, and I are the pastors at Gateway. It's so good that you could join us online. I'm going to encourage you today that God is for you. God is for you. God loves you. He loves you with a never-ending love, an unending love. If you're searching for hope, if you're searching for peace, if you're searching for a bright future, you have the right to that because God sent his son Jesus for you. And I just want to encourage you, tune into this message because it's going to encourage you in Jesus' name. Right where you are today, I'm believing that God's Spirit reveals his love, his peace, his comfort, his joy in your heart where you're watching from today. For those of you who are watching online through Facebook or YouTube, it's awesome that you're there. But I just want to encourage you, the best place to get all of the information you need for the services is from gc.org.au/live. And if you connect via that site, all of the sermon notes are there under the notes tab. You can take extra notes in that notes tab and then email them to yourself at the end. The connect form's there so you can connect with us easily from the website. Our pastoral team are on that site as well, so you can contact them pastorally. For those of you who are going to stay on Facebook and YouTube, awesome. It's a great place to be. So what we've done for you also is we've put all of our sermon notes into the Bible app. If you don't know what the Bible app is, you can go to gc.org.au/Bible app and it will bring up all the notes for you on your phone. And so I just want to encourage you, save those notes, take them with you because this is going to bless you immensely. You know, in times like this, it's really, really important to go to God for his word, to go to the word of God and go to God for his word, to hear the word of God and allow the word of God to speak to your spirit, speak to your heart and speak to your mind. I wanted to take some time today because the words that we speak are powerful. The words that God speaks are powerful, but the words that we speak can be powerful too. Our thoughts that precede those words can be powerful as well. And so the message today is called When You Speak. It's about our words and our thoughts. God's words are powerful. And I love that God gives us through his word, the Bible, gives us this perfect example of how we should use our words and how we should use the words from the Bible, the word of God. See, when God speaks, unexisting things are created. Light replaces dark. Sky separates the heavens and the waters. When God speaks, day and night become a thing. Evening and morning were created when he spoke, when he used his words. When God speaks, water and land separate, seeds sprout, trees grow, and fruit is produced, and seeds come. When God speaks, seasons begin. The sun shines down and governs the day and the moon at night. When God speaks, the heavens shine his glory. Creatures both above and below catch his breath. When God speaks, humanity is created in his image. When God speaks, he gives us responsibility. Oh, responsibility. When God speaks, he gives us friendship and companionship. When God speaks, he gives us a perfect plan. That's what I believe he has for each and every single one of us. See, in light of the fact that when God speaks, he speaks creatively, he speaks exactly, he speaks generously, he speaks life into creation and our spirit. And at this critical time in history, I wanted to encourage you around the words that you use when you speak. What are the words and the thoughts that have begun to play over in your heart and your mind? What are the words that have started to come out of your mouth as those thoughts have begun to go over and over? I want to encourage you at this time in history to acknowledge what's going on right now. It's real. Let's not deny the fact that what's happening right now is real. See, by ignoring it and trying to think about something else, COVID's not going to just go away. It's still there. We need to acknowledge that it's real. Take a moment. Yes, it's real. Yes, we all need to make some sacrifices to keep the people around our world and our family and our workplace and our cities safe. But it's not time to give your mind and your words over to the power of the coronavirus. It's time to let your words and your thoughts be empowered by the Spirit of God. Yes, we're called to use wisdom. Wisdom will help prolong our lives and the lives of others, amen. God-given wisdom, amen. But the way we use the Word of God will give space for the power of God's Spirit to breathe hope and peace into our hearts and minds. The words we use when we're meditating on God and His words will have the same effect as His words. When we use His words and they come out of our mouths, the same effect comes. And so we look at it like this. His words bring life. Using His words bring life. Amen. His words bring hope. Using His words bring hope. His words bring peace. Using His words release peace. His words bring healing. Using His words release healing in Jesus' name. His words bring salvation. Using His words bring salvation. His words bring freedom. Using His words bring freedom. His words bring comfort. Using His words release comfort to the people around us that are closest to us and those that are furthest away right now. Be encouraged to take authority over where our mind and our thoughts are going at the moment. Don't let them just run away. Don't let your thoughts and your words just run away with themselves. Take authority over them in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, disconnect from the streams of information that are causing anxious thoughts and feelings. It's just not worth it. Encourage yourself with the Word of God. Encourage yourself with worship. Encourage yourself with good people that are going to speak hope and comfort and peace into your life. So I'm just going to keep encouraging you with the Word of God today. Why do I want to encourage you with the Word of God? I want to encourage you with the Word of God so that when you speak, you're using these words from the Word of God to speak. When you speak, your words will be inspired by God's words as it comes out of your mouth. And the Word of God says this in Philippians 4, 6 to 8, just as you're reading along on your screen or in the Bible app. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. See, it's not just the circumstances around you that change things for good. It's God coming and revealing, encountering your spirit and releasing peace into you that settles you down so that you can see the goodness of God. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Verse 8 and 9, summing it all up. Friends, I say you do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. See, it's God that wants to lift your heart. It's God that has a heart for His people. He wants to release peace, even in the midst of challenge. Lift your concerns to God. Let prayer and praise rise out of your mouth, out of your heart, out of your spirit. Lift your concerns to God. See, God encourages us in verse 4, be filled with joy. Set aside time to encounter God. We all need it, but specifically in these days, we need it. Philippians 4 verse 4, this is what it says. It's going to encourage you with the word of God. Always be filled with the joy of the Lord. I will say it again, be filled with joy. Right where you are right now, be filled with joy. Let the joy of the Lord fill you in Jesus' name. This is another one of God's promises to us in Isaiah 26 verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. I want to encourage you, disconnect from all of those things that are going to cause you to be concerned, all those things that are the opposite of truth, or the opposite of reputable, the opposite of noble and authentic. All those things that maybe have been pushed onto your screens right now, it's time to disconnect from those things. And as Isaiah 26, 3 says, God will keep in perfect peace. He'll keep you in perfect peace for every single person who trusts in him. Just keep your thoughts fixed on him in Jesus' name. I'm going to keep on encouraging you from the word of God today. The only thing that brings a correction to our words and our thoughts is the word of God and an encounter with God. Yes, we need to do something about it, but it starts with reading his word and having an encounter with him. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says this, we pray that the Lord of peace will give you peace at all times and in every way, the Lord be with you all. See, this scripture in 2 Thessalonians, that's my prayer for you right now in the midst of every situation that's happening. Everything that's happening at home, everything that's happening with work, or maybe work has disappeared. I want to encourage you, the Lord be with you all. It's my prayer for each and every single one of us that the Lord of peace, the Prince of peace, Jesus, is pouring into your hearts right now, peace. Be encouraged. The Lord is with you. The Lord will keep you. See, God's words and God's encouragement for you, it truly brings joy and peace, and it also brings direction. Joy, peace, and direction is what God's word brings to us. Some of you may be familiar with this scripture, or you've at least heard it before. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp that guides my steps, a light that shows the path I should take. See, this is God's thoughts towards you right now. You may feel far from God. In your thoughts, you may feel far from God, stirred up by everything that is happening in your world right now. But this is what God's word says to you. Psalm 139:17-18. This is God's heart towards you right now. This is how he feels towards you right now. This is the truth. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you're thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awaken in the morning, you're still thinking of me. God's thoughts are for you. He loves you and is always thinking thoughts of love towards you. I'll say this clearly. You are on his mind. You are on his heart. He loves you so fervently, so deeply. So in light of these beautiful scriptures, what is it that we should be doing right now? What should we be doing right now? See, if God's word gives peace and it's a light to our feet and he thinks about us unendingly, what should we be doing to align ourselves, our thoughts and our words to his heart? Proverbs 4:21. There's always an answer in the scriptures. This is what it says. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Fill your thoughts with my words, the word of God. Let the words that come out of the Bible fill our thoughts, fill our minds until they penetrate deep into those spiritual places. Because as they penetrate deep into those spiritual places, they then begin coming out of our mouths. They then begin affecting our thoughts. We begin to think clearly. We begin to think about the things that God has before us. We begin to think about how we can help people around us because the words are penetrating deep in our spirit. We fill ourselves up with the word of God. We let it penetrate deep into our spirit, that the spirit would have influence over our thoughts, influence over our mind, and most importantly, influence over our tongue. Amen. And see, and what happens when you do this? Proverbs 4:22. Then, as you unwrap my words, they will impart truth, life and radiant health into the very core of your being. See, when you fill your spirit up, your mind up, and your thoughts up with the word of God, his words, life and health is released to you in Jesus' name. In these moments of forced change and unfamiliar times, can I encourage you? Fill yourself up with the word of God. Let it penetrate deep into your spirit. And this is what it says in Proverbs 4:23. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. Can I encourage you with everything that's been going in the past 3 or so weeks? Have you paused long enough to say, God, where am I at right now with all of this? I want to encourage you. Something that I did this week as I sat down and I just sat there for a little bit and just began to think about how am I going right now? And as I began to do that, I just felt the Spirit of God just come and begin to minister to me. And just as tears began to well up in my eyes and just not understanding how much everything that's going on has been affecting me. And then I was drawn to these scriptures just to encourage myself. And I want to pass it on to you today. See, as we guard our hearts from unwise words, from sensationalist words, from untruths and anxious words and anxious headlines and headlines that are not remotely even close to the truth, as we unwrap his word, the release of peace, the release of direction and wealth for your life. When we talk about wealth, I'm talking about wealth in your body. The Spirit of God releasing radiant health into your body. See, God imparts truth to our health and to the very core of our being. Amen. Just as the team come this morning, I just want to encourage you. The word of God is always so encouraging when it tells us what should we be doing right now at this very moment in time. This is what it says in Ephesians 4 verse 29. When you talk, don't say anything bad, but say good things that people need. Whatever will help them grow stronger, that's what you need to say right now. Then what you say will be a blessing to those who hear you. That's what we need to be doing right now. With anything that could come out of our mouths, as we take the word of God into ourselves, as we encounter God, and then when we go to speak to people, let's just be aware of what we're saying and how we're saying it. Let's be encouragers to the people around us because they need the word of God to encourage them. Psalm 119. 71 to 73. I offer you my joyous praise for all that you've taught me. Where do we find his teachings? In his word. 172. Your wonderful words will become my song of worship. For everything you've commanded is perfect and true. Can I encourage you, as the word of God goes into you, as you take on everything that he has taught you, let it come out of your mouth with praises and prayer and supplication to God, saying, God, I love you. I know that you're with me. I know that you're supporting me. I know that you care for me. I know that you've got good people around me. Now I want to be a good person around somebody else. I want to speak words of hope and life that bring radiant life to the people around me. So the words of my mouth have become my song of worship to you, God. Everything you taught me in your word. And these are some of my reflections from this week. You gave me peace. You gave me direction. You gave me clarity. Your spirit has come and encountered me and encouraged me. Everything about you and everything you've commanded, God, it's perfect and true. So I want to encourage every single one of you right now. Two years ago, the declaration over our church was from 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. And the declaration 2 years ago that we had over our church was this: For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Don't doubt for a moment that God wasn't preparing us. Don't doubt for a moment that God wasn't preparing you. If you're hearing this scripture for the first time, don't doubt right now that God isn't preparing you right now. You are full of power when the Spirit of God rests and resides in you, when Jesus has made a home in your heart. And so I speak this over every single one of us today. You are who His Word says you are. You are who His Word says you are. You are who you say His Word says you are. Oh, that got a bit tongue-tied. See, when you begin to speak out His promises over your life, they begin to take place and begin to come alive in your spirit. So saying things like what I'm about to read to you, these are the scriptures that you need to quote over your life. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a new creation. I'm His, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. When you speak the words of God over yourself. When you speak the truths of His word over yourself. And I pray this on behalf of all of us today. If you're watching for the first time or you're a regular attending Gateway, we cast down any thoughts that try to exalt themselves over the Word of God. We renew our minds in God's Word. We've been made strong, and anything being made strong through God is righteous through Jesus. Amen. So we let the words of our mouths and our thoughts and our hearts be filled with God's words. Let them penetrate deep into your spirit. Let the peace of God, the joy of the Spirit, the guidance and direction of God overflow into you from His word. When we speak, oh God, we pray, let it help people grow stronger. And let us be known as those who are a blessing to the people around us. Let the words of God unwrap in your life true, radiant health from God.